This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Let's check in with our Friday commentators, Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator, and Ken Sikkema, a senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. He joins us by Skype. Well, for the first time, all four of the Republicans running for governor debated this week. Bill Schuette finally joined Brian Kelly, Patrick Colbeck, and Jim Hines for a televised debate. What did we learn about the candidates, Vicki?
I think that we learned that tax cuts for tax cuts' sake is still the mantra. I didn't hear an awful lot of substance. There were a lot of discussions on the environment with platitudes again. I think the thing that struck me the most, however, was the sparring that still continues between Bill Schuette and Brian Kelly. And Lieutenant Governor Kelly is working very hard to try to dispel the notion that he is not a Trump supporter. And Attorney General Schuette is saying every other sentence is that he's supported by President Trump. So I found that very interesting.
How about you, Ken?
You know, Lester, I'm not a fan of early debates. I think this debate in particular is just too early in the primary season to make much difference. The August primary already has a problem with low voter turnout, and but the voters who do pay attention in August don't start doing that till late July. So I just don't think this debate is going to make a lot of difference. I think also I just kind of don't like the dynamics of debates much anymore. The moderator, in this case, Rick Almond, and generally speaking, the moderators try to steer the candidates into substantive discussion on substantive issues. But the candidates and their consultants, you know, have different ideas and different strategies. And so I'm somewhat disenchanted. I don't think the voters really get to learn much. And like I said, I just think it's too early.
I think there's another problem with only a 1 minute answer. It's very difficult to talk about policy in 1 minute.
Especially when you're talking about four candidates.
It's correct.
Yeah.
Well, and Vicki's absolutely right. You know, Bridge Magazine this morning, to their credit, pointed out that in the course of the debate, there was discussion about education and the economy and the environment. But they also pointed out, as Vicki said, it's hard to have a real substantive discussion when you have a limited time. And the media, generally speaking, with the exception, of course, of Michigan Radio,
thanks for that.
And Bridge Magazine. But, you know, their focus after the debate is sort of, you know, what fireworks occurred.
Right.
So they don't even report on the discussion, as limited as it might be, on these more substantive issues. So that's the other reason I'm kind of disenchanted. The much of the media focuses on sort of fireworks, and I don't see how that's particularly helpful either.
Well, here I go doing exactly that. The Republicans and the three Democrats, Gretchen Whitmer, Abdul El-Sayed, and Sri Tanadar, were all on stage for a forum in East Lansing. Senator Patrick Colbeck brought up his unsubstantiated claims that El-Sayed has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. El-Sayed blasted Colbeck as being a bigot and looked to the other Republicans to speak up against bigotry. And the three other Republicans had nothing to say about Colbeck's comments other than Sharia law has no place in Michigan. What did you make of that?
I'm shocked that there's no calling out of bigotry. It was a shameful statement. It's been a continuing problem. And while Senator Colbeck insists that he has no problem with Muslims, he insists on making ties to Abdul El-Sayed to the Muslim Brotherhood that are totally unsubstantiated. And it's a real problem. And without anybody calling him out, he's going to continue to talk this way and build his base this way. And I think there's really no place in Michigan for this kind of bigotry.
Ken, what did you think about the other Republicans not really wanting to make a comment about it?
I think they should speak out. I think I don't understand Senator Colbeck's kind of persistence in this sort of line of or this theme. the only thing I can think of is, in the words of Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does. You know, it was stupid when he first did it, and it's just stupider that he keeps talking about it. Talk about roads and education and water and environment, and if he wants to, talk about tax cuts. That's what people care about.
Speaking of Abdul El-Sayed, the Secretary of State's office has indicated even though the candidate voted in another state, he continued to be a registered voter in Michigan the entire time. Therefore, he's eligible to be a candidate for governor. Is that whole issue now settled, Vicki?
I think it is, and I'm glad to see that it's settled well before the primary election. I think it was time that we got that settled and out of the way so that the candidates can continue to carry on their campaigns.
Ken, the one thing that's still up in the air, though, El-Sayed went to court asking a judge to rule on his eligibility. That's still before the Court of Claims. Are we getting ahead of ourselves here?
Well, we talked about this before. I think the courts are going to be very reluctant to weigh in on this. I think this gentleman's going to be on the ballot, as he apparently should be, and I don't think the courts are going to sort of weigh in any way, shape, or form, particularly in terms of trying to take him off the ballot.
Okay, so what I'm taking from this conversation is we don't need any more debates until about late July, and we should look for El-Sayed to actually be on the ballot. That's what I'm taking away from it.
That's part of the takeaway. The other is that although people love to, you know, try to arrange debates, there's got to be some structure, and I agree with Ken, where there can be substantive conversation about the goals of each candidate in what they hope to accomplish, instead of the platitudes, the attacks, and all of the other things that take up these one-minute answers that we currently see on television.
Ken, last thoughts?
Well, if you're behind, you attack, and if you're ahead, you try to avoid a blunder. And I think you sort of saw that in the debate with Kaley and Schutte. But I just don't think they're that informative for the voters.
Ken Sikkema is a former Republican state legislator. Vicki Barnett, a former Democratic state legislator. Thanks for talking with me, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.